AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Speaking out, the white 73-year-old Tulsa volunteer law enforcement officer who says he accidentally shot a black suspect with his handgun instead of a stun gun says he was horrified when he realized that he'd shot Eric Harris. Robert Bates on the Today Show within the past hour.
The laser light is the same on each weapon. I saw the light and I squeezed the trigger and then realized I dropped the gun. This was not an intentional thing. I have no desire to ever take anyone's life.
Bates is charged with second-degree manslaughter. An Ohio man is expected to plead not guilty today to terrorism charges. Abdurrahman Sheikh Mohammed is accused of plotting to kill four American soldiers execution style. An indictment says he went to Syria and trained alongside terrorists, then returned to the U.S. He became an American citizen just last year. The parents of the little boy killed in the Boston Marathon bombing want the bomber sent to prison for life rather than executed. Bill and Denise Richard are asking federal authorities to drop the idea of the death penalty. They say the years of appeals would only prolong their agony. Reports of tornadoes in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas yesterday, and more bad weather's ahead for the same area today, according to the Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards.
Damaging wind, large hail, and a few tornadoes everywhere from the central high plains of southern Nebraska, eastern Colorado, and Kansas, all the way down towards South Texas.
Bloomberg's trading terminals, which are used by most of the world's biggest financial firms, went down for 2.5 hours this morning, apparently because of technical problems. Nobody at Bloomberg's been available to talk about exactly what happened. This is AP Radio News. A new Star Wars teaser has fans cheering. Here's our Sandy Kozell.
The Force won't officially awaken until December, but Star Wars fans got an early glimpse with the debut of a new teaser trailer for Star Wars: The Force Awakens. The clip features the wreckage of a Star Destroyer, X-Wing battles, and a look at Harrison Ford as Han Solo. It was enough to bring this fan at the Anaheim event known as Star Wars Celebration to tears.
I did tear up when I saw Harrison Ford, but just everything. I think that shot of the Star Destroyer in the very beginning set it off for me.
Fans got a few morsels of new information, even though the film remains cloaked in secrecy. I'm Sandy Kozell.
A SpaceX supply ship arrived at the International Space Station this morning, delivering the world's first espresso machine designed exclusively for astronauts. Until now, they've been making do with instant coffee. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.